I will never forget the first time that I saw the two people you're about to see, the Squirrel Hill Billies. It was, now I got to remember, but it was Shedley Park is where it was. And they were on stage. I'm trying to remember the event. I believe it was the Pittsburgh International Children's Festival, but it was a beautiful day on the Shenley Park stage. And I said, who are these guys? They're really good. And it's been great to know them ever since. We'll talk with them after their first song. They are known as the Squirrel Hillbillies.
Mama say, son, I gotta run, there's time to boogaloo. The band is on the corner and the music's on the loose. The drummer's making thunder with the rumble of the bass. Folks swinging from the lamppost in the latest dancing craze. Billy the baker banging pans and pots. And look out in the fire tower shouts, things are getting hot. Mama say, boy, did you hear that noise? My banjo popped its string. Hand me down my old trombone, gonna make that metal sing. Blues are at the crossroads playing diddly bows and rags. Weatherman, he called for rain, but we got razzmatazz. Little cousin Lizzie belting out high C's. And prisoners in the pokey yell, we think we found the key. Mama say, child, it's going wild, stretching far and wide. Rhythm section's pounding and the horns are screeching high. No time to find your boot to nail or shine those old black shoes. Just grab your axe and pork pie hat, I hear my favorite tune. Oh, Uncle Ernie plays his clarinet and Bones in the graveyard singing, we ain't dead yet.
The Saturday Life Brigade with the Squirrel Hillbillies. I am in the process of putting a picture of those two up on Facebook so you can get a look at them. What a great song. And that's not a song I know.
No,
did you guys write it?
We did. All of the songs we're going to do today, we wrote. And that's a newer one for us, so we haven't recorded it yet.
I love it. That song sounds like an old song, but It's not an old song. I like the trombone coming out of nowhere.
We say it's more of a mouth cornet, really.
Yeah, I like the banjo string breaking in the middle of the song. The lyrics are just...
You were listening to that song there.
I absolutely was. That song, I can't quite place what it's reminiscent of. I mean, it's a very original, you know, fresh song, but it's just got a...
Sometimes you got to write a song that just makes us crack up.
Yeah.
You
know? A little jug bandish.
Exactly. Definitely.
But to hear it done by two people is very cool. So what have you two been up to lately?
Yeah. So we were just looking to see when we were last on the show. It was a little over a year ago.
Wow.
And
you know, I was thinking it wasn't that long.
I know. It was last a year of August.
That's amazing.
And we have been to the UK for our third tour since we last saw you. So that was in May. We spent 10 days in England and Scotland, traveling by train, performing for folk clubs all across the UK.
Now, does that require a lot of advanced logistics? I would think it would.
We start our international planning about 2 years ahead. And most of the planning happens, I'd say, between 2 years and 18 months, and then the rest is just awaiting.
Do you end up picking up other gigs or playing in other places, though? Because most people I know that go, and England's a good example of that, there's so much live music in so many places. And I suspect, I don't know if you can busk there or if you end up in taverns and other places with beverages.
You know what? We have a blog post about beverages in Edinburgh right now, so I encourage you to go to our website, squirrelhillbillies.com, and check out our blog for a post about Gary being treated to a beer after our gig. We learned that Gary is best to wait till after gigs are done to enjoy his beverages.
I was just accepting the hospitality of my host during the intermission, and I was told that my guitar playing during the second set wasn't quite up to par. I thought it sounded great.
I think with most people, it either gets a lot better or a lot worse. You know,
well,
it's one.
Fortunately, this was only one beer. But anyway, so we do pick up gigs, although no busking this time. There is quite a lot of busking, however, especially in Glasgow. There's a nice pedestrian district where we always see good musicians. But we played exclusively in folk clubs on this tour, which is our favorite kind of gig in the UK. Very wonderful audience of fellow musicians. And these are people who get together every week and play for each other, and then once a month host a touring artist.
How nice. How nice. You get your mushy peas when you're there, I'm sure.
Of course, and the fish and chips one night.
Fish and chips. Uh-huh. I hope you avoid haggis when you're in Scotland. Gary's.
Yeah. He did that once.
It wasn't haggis, but it was some kind of a traditional Scottish breakfast. And I said, of course I want a traditional Scottish breakfast. I'm in Scotland, but it wasn't.
Like the Scotch eggs or something.
It was like blood pudding or something.
Yeah.
Black pudding.
Yeah, I eat just about anything, but I guess the mushy peas are okay. I try to visualize world peas, you know,
that's
that have been
good.
Whirled around. Visualize world peas.
That should be a bumper sticker, Larry.
The Squirrel Hillbillies are here, and Jenny's grabbed a bowl. What is going on here?
So this is a Tibetan singing bowl, and Gary owns this bowl. It's commonly used in meditative practice, and Gary is a Buddhist and has a very active meditation practice. And in fact, his sangha these days is at the Allegheny County Jail. He's been there for several years on Mondays meditating with inmates. This bowl does not get to go on those outings, but we do use it, some of our music.
I can't tell if that's metal or ceramic from here. It looks like it's metal.
It's metal,
but
and it's heavy if you want to feel that.
The patina, can I tap on it?
Yes.
The patina, wow.
You can't hurt it, Larry.
No, it's heavy. God, it bronze or copper?
Tin and bronze.
Oh, it's made in Nepal. This is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, and it reminds me of some of my mom's mixing bowls made out of very heavy gauge stainless steel. And as I think about it, my dad, the metallurgist, probably was very particular about buying stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
of course,
it's the heavy weight of that bowl. It's heavier than you'd ever imagine.
Exactly.
And then you've got what looks like one clave, but I think it's not a clave.
What's it called for the?
It's just called the striking stick or the,
But it's
a striker.
A stick that will strike the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear what it sounds like in the next song.
Yeah, so we'll be playing Dharma Jane, which is a song we've written that opens with a reference to our three rivers. And it has a Buddhist chant embedded, Om Mani Padme Hung. And so we'll tap the bell several times during the chant. Down by the place where the three rivers flow, the waves paint your face on the waters below.
the lilt of your voice softly chanting the line returns as an echo that settles my mind. Amanipadmiyam. Amanipadmiyam. Crows in the graveyard blacken the trees, filling the branches with feathery leaves. The lift of your hand as you bid them goodbye. The darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Amanipadmiyam. Amanipadmiyam. High on a hillside, city below, following footsteps left long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? Amanipadmiyam. 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 Amanipadmiyam.
What a beautiful song, and I love how the bowl sustains. It just goes on and on and on, sounding absolutely beautiful. The Squirrel Hillbillies are here today. With your permission, I thought I would Facebook Live the next couple songs just for fun. We don't do that very often, but as you see, they're both singing. They're both singing around a microphone. Sort of mixing themselves, and that means that I don't have to be a cameraman because you're sort of, I don't have to worry about you being, or I should say a camera operator, so I don't have to worry about you being in frame because I'm not very good at multitasking with that. In fact,
we think you're very talented.
Well, when I'm in front of classrooms, I've told this story a few times. I'll go through this big technical thing about how to use a piece of equipment, and then I'll say, "Does anybody have any questions?" And they'll say, often, "Mr. Larry, yes. Why are your hands shaking when you hold up that piece of equipment?" It's usually any photograph I take, you can tell it's got that little bit of jiggle.
You think it's from nerves or just?
I think it's a little bit of my poor eating habits of often working through lunch and breakfast, and probably a little bit of it's certainly not feeling nervous, but. But I think it's mostly.
You've always sounded very confident.
Yeah, it's little blood sugar. But I'm expecting a question like, tell me again how that multi-track function works.
Well, we've had the same experience. We perform a lot for a lot of different groups. And one time we were performing for a preschool, and I bring all these instruments. You know, I have a bass ukulele, a tenor ukulele, a mandolin, my bell, a portable snare. We've got Gary's guitar, our microphones. What are the kids interested in? My little tiny tuner. Because it has a screen, a little tiny screen, and they all want to look at the tuner and see what's on the screen.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's like playing with the box rather than what came in the box. The Squirrel Hillbillies are here. After this next song, we'll talk about where you might be able to see them and listen to them. What would you like to play next?
Let's see. We're going to do Cowboy.
Yeah.
And
I have a hat with me, too.
This is the one song we have played on your show before in its current form. We've played some of the others in various other forms. Oh, so Gary brought his brand new hat to replace his regular straw cowboy hat for today.
Let me say hello to Larry and hello to Craig, who are watching the video feed, which I'm trying not to mess up too much. Craig says hi back. Everybody's waving. I don't know if you've done that with much of your shows, but it's kind of amazing how quickly people start to watch as they do that. I hope the sound is okay. You can listen to the sound on the radio as you watch. So this is the cowboy song. Gary's all cowboyed up here.
I'm all cowboyed up.
Another original song, but inspired by a poem written in the 19th century and published in a Kansas newspaper with the first line, "A man there lives on the western plain." And rather than read the rest of the poem, we made up the rest of the story. So here you go.
Man there lives on the western plain, got a ton of spark and an ounce of brain. He robs the cattle and herds the trains, plays the fool like it's all a game. Yip-yi-yi, yip-yi-oi. Plays the fool, this cowboy. Raised by the wind and the buffalo, moves real fast, thinks real slow. Got his schooling in a cactus grove, dusty road is all he knows. Yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-oi. Prickly spines and a cowboy. Howdy. Sets up drinks without a cent. Fights like the devil with every young gent. Wherever he goes hell-bent. Mangy dog, his only friend. Yippee-yi-yi. Yippee-yi-oi. Mangy dog and a cowboy. Yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-oi. Mangy dog and a cowboy. Well, he drinks his weight at the dancing hall. Head too big, pants too small. Get shot up in a drunken brawl. Undertaker takes it all. Yippee-yi-yi, yippee-yi-oi. Nothing left of this cowboy. Rest in peace, cowboy.
You two keep getting better and better and better. Did you come out on delay there? I didn't hear. Maybe not. Oh, you didn't hear a noise. Okay. I thought I heard a noise for a minute. All these people are watching you.
Oh.
You can wave.
Hi.
This is new. This is hello to Anthony, who's watching, and Dan just tuned in.
Excellent.
It's a little frightening technology, isn't it? The more and more it changes. I think about that a lot.
We wonder when we see people, when we perform, we often see people take out a camera and take some movies, and we wonder, where do all those movies go?
I think about the same thing. One of the nicest thing about Chad's wedding yesterday, and maybe this is common, I haven't been to a wedding in a while, was one of the officiants made a very appropriate, calm comment at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Saying the bride and groom have requested that no pictures be taken, that you keep your phones. I mean, he said it more eloquently than I am saying, but in essence, wanting you to be fully present during the ceremony.
Very nice.
Our photographer would be happy to provide copies of any pictures you want. Because these days, I would imagine if you're not careful, you are going to have a congregation full of everybody looking through their phones rather than looking directly. The other anecdote about that, I was with a person from the Pittsburgh Penguins today who have been – or not today. It'd be pretty weird today. It would have had to have been between midnight and 6. We were together Thursday night. We both serve on a committee. And the Penguins I forget what they call it, but they wanted everybody to hold up their cell phone with a particular color on it.
I've seen that.
And the idea was they were going to dim all the lights at the arena, and everybody would hold their phone up and you'd see different colors. It did not work because everybody wanted to take a picture of everybody else doing it.
So interesting.
And maybe it did eventually work, but the way he was telling the story is everybody thinks, oh, I'll just be the only one that takes the picture of everybody else, but everybody wanted to be the only one.
Everybody else will comply.
Yeah, everybody else will comply except for me. Sam Zetz just tuned in to say hello.
Hi, Sam.
So are you going to put these songs into a CD, I hope?
So we have 2 CDs already, and one is now out of print, officially out of print.
Wow.
So we just came back from Chicago. We made a beautiful loop. It was called our No Fines Tour because it was solidly libraries we played at, and we said, come on out, even if you have overdue materials, you're welcome. there are a lot of libraries with endowed music programs, and so we played in Indianapolis, Peoria, Chicago, Muskegon, and Cleveland, all at their public libraries.
Nice.
And during that tour, we gave away a tote bag with our set of CDs at each gig and finally ran out of our first CD. But our second CD, Goodie Shoes, is still available. And we are in the process of recording 2 more CDs, one that is the rest of our originals that have not made it onto a CD yet, and the other is the covers that we've been doing for years. And we just thought we wanted to honor those folks that we've been covering for so long.
Oh, that'll be fun, like Doo-Wah Diddy.
Diddy will be on there. But most of the other songs have never been recorded or are by artists who've only recorded them themselves. They've all been recorded at least by the artist that wrote it, but not necessarily by anybody else.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we hope that both will be out in the spring.
Now, are you playing anywhere soon?
Yes. We have, in fact, that's why we came on this show today. We have a show next month at Bergsong.
Oh,
which
wonderful.
Which is at the Sumber School of Music in Squirrel Hill. It's on November 17th, and it's a really nice format they have at Bergsong of a split bill with one set by a local artist and one set by a touring artist. And so we are the local artists, and the touring artists will be paired with are called Escaping Pavement, and they're a male-female duo from Detroit, probably 20 years younger than we are. And tonight there is a Bergsong show that we are not in, but we will be attending, and that's with R.J. Cowdrey as the touring artist and Mark Dignam as the local artist.
Oh, that should be a great show.
Yeah.
The Bergsong pairings, that whole idea has been terrific.
Yes.
And the concerts, we try to have the artists come in when we can. Trying to think of who is curated. Is Brian working on that?
Brian works on Song Space.
Oh, on Song Space.
Yes.
It's
Christopher Mark Jones and Alex Stanton.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And there's a third person, too.
His name is escaping me. I'm like staring at his face right now.
Ben Shannon.
There
Thank
we
you.
Go.
That was
Sorry,
really.
Ben.
Ben, my apologies too. I'm like staring at Ben's face.
Exactly.
I'm saying, teacher, songwriting contest winner. It's getting hard to keep all the neurons in shape.
You do a really good job, Larry.
I need you. Thank you. if you're just joining us, it's a pleasure to have the Squirrel Hillbillies with us. Jenny was telling me that the last time, or the first time they were on, her daughter was 8, mm-hmm. and she's now 13. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Indeed.
Time flies.
We've been playing as a duo since 2010, so we're actually coming up, well, we've been eight. More than 8.5 years, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's incredible. Doug Wilkin is saying hello.
Hey,
oh,
Doug.
Doug mixed
our first CD.
Yeah, it's
I was
fun.
At your studio the other day. It's a bakery now, Doug.
Sorry, Doug. there's still sweet mixes there, but not the ones you used to make.
That's perfect that it's Doug checking in, because this next song was actually a song we always associate with him.
Oh.
It's from our first CD. We have not done it on your show. That's why we thought we'd do it today. It's called Strange Life, and it was one that Doug had mentioned that he liked.
Doug just said hi back. Thanks, Doug.
So this song, I guess, two things to mention about it. One is it has a reference to a famous author, so you can be listening. One that we don't know if ever has been mentioned in a song before.
Mm.
And the other is...
And we rhyme to his name, too.
We rhyme.
Yes.
And the other is that the song ends very unusually.
Oh, that's it.
So if you hear it end and you're not sure, it's ended.
It's an incentive to pay attention for both you listening and for me, too. Here again, the Squirrel Hillbillies.
There's a crack across the windshield, don't remember how it got there. Seems like something's always kicking up along the road. There's a book by Vonnegut, my copy worn from reading it. Years ago I circled every phrase of So It Goes. It's a strange life, it's a beautiful strange life. It's a strange life, it's a beautiful, strange life. Flowers in the hallway, you bought for my birthday. Seems they should be wilting, but they look just the same. Houseplants growing like a tree, tangled in the drapery. Seems it wants to fill the world right through the window pane. It's a strange life, it's a beautiful, strange life. It's a strange life, it's a beautiful, strange life. By the time you realize it, you're planning out your exit. Divvy up the bank accounts, stereo TV. Documents are written, speeches have been scripted. Saying what a wise and gentle person you could be. It's a strange life, it's a beautiful, strange life. It's a strange life, it's a beautiful, strange life. There's a crack across the windshield, don't remember how it got there. Seems like something's always kicking up along the road.
I like that song. These are all really... great songs.
Thank you.
And that one really showcases your voice, Jenny, in a nice way. Not that the others have not, but I like the lilt in your voice singing that song. Lots of people just, it's neat because I guess we don't have any technology that really shows us when people are listening. I guess online we sometimes might know, but Bridget and Jay and Rob and Donna all say hello.
Hi, folks.
So
hi.
The Squirrel Hillbillies are all over the internet now. This is a good use of Facebook.
Absolutely.
You know, Facebook for good. And Doug just said, let's see, a beautiful strange life, but a killer song. Well done. Hopefully that makes sense.
So the song is called Strange Life.
Yeah.
And actually, since there are people on the internet watching, I'll say we will be in Texas at beginning of next month, in Austin and in Elgin, which is right outside of Austin. First time ever in Texas.
Wow.
Yes.
You're going to be there. The big election in Texas
In fact, we had to get our very first ever absentee ballots. And we just confirmed yesterday, because they hadn't arrived yet, that they have been mailed. So, because we got worried.
Yeah. I think you can get them now.
We requested them by mail a couple weeks ago. And so we did. They will be coming soon.
Yeah, I think now, I believe you can go to the courthouse in Allegheny County now and get them
on the spot.
Getting them mailed is good too. Mm-hmm. Galadriel, hello to you. She's listening in Kentucky. Is Melanie.
Awesome.
If you're listening on the radio or online, you can go to SLB Radio's Facebook page and follow along today. I mentioned off the air, you know, we've been working on some studio upgrades, and one thing we'd really like to do is to mount a few cameras so we can do this more often, because it's just fun to be able to
Although
do
I
so.
Although I must say, you know, we come on the radio and we think, oh, it doesn't matter what we wear. No one's going to see us, so now we'll have to be prepared.
I know, you're very kind, but you both look fine, but I have to say, you know, it was my pleasure to MC two events in the last week, and I used to do a lot of that kind of thing, and I just haven't as much. And one was at Manchester Academic Charter School. As you may be able to tell, I'm kind of letting my hair get a little longer, and I'm in the in between phase, and I'm not feeling it right now. And the other, I was at the Mon Valley Initiative at a lovely event in Elizabeth, PA. Ricky and I were at both of these together, and I'm starting to apologize for my appearance, because I've just got this look of the hair on the top is too short, the rest of the hair is too long.
Can you get in a ponytail now?
I may be ready to do that. And
Kira used to have long hair.
I did, yeah.
We have some pictures online with that.
Yeah,
early days.
I did too, and I just just about everybody working here. I guess actually only two guys at this point working here have hair about as long as yours, Jenny. Maybe a little bit longer, and it's like, all right, maybe I'll get strength if I grow my hair, get more strength. Let me say hello to Jonathan and to Carol Ann, and we should. It'd be much more interesting to hear a song from them than to hear me talk about my hair.
You know, one of the things I wanted to mention about the last song with Strange Life was we mention a plant in that song and how the plant wants to grow right outside the window, out into the world outside the window pane. And that was inspired by a real-life plant that Gary has.
That plant actually lives on my windowsill, my front window facing east. And it's a night-blooming cereus. And it usually will bloom once a year during the evening, and the whole bloom lasts just a few hours.
You can actually
watch the flower open, and it's huge. It's about the size of your hands both together. And people are lucky if they get one bloom a year, About a month ago, I had 10 blossoms that started, and five of them actually bloomed.
Did they all bloom on the same night?
Two of them bloomed together, and then and I had three bloom together.
Well, all within 48 hours.
All within 48 hours.
Amazing.
It was incredible.
That's incredible. How do they know?
How do they know indeed?
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we have a picture of that plant somewhere on our blog from way back when we first wrote the song.
That's with all the pictures and videos everybody's taking. Who knows where they're all going to go?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You've got a couple.
Just one more song.
Oh, just one more song.
So, yeah, we're good.
I'm keeping track. And the website is simply
Squirrel Hill Billboard. squirrelhillbillies.com.
Yep, squirrelhillbillies.com. It doesn't get much easier than that. And I would really consider, if you're looking for a duo to play at an event or just to, you know, do something, you know, you would have been great at the wedding I was at yesterday. Have you done them?
Yeah.
I'll bet. You'd be wonderful at weddings.
At this point, we've done really all different kinds of events and all different kinds of venues, including we were once on a farm, on a working urban farm.
Nice. How about a tractor pull? That would be interesting. A monster truck.
Monster truck.
True. We haven't played inside a vehicle as far as I remember.
No. Well, the yellow couch trailer.
Oh, true. That's true.
It gets me thinking about a lot of things, just remote broadcasts and different places,
sure.
Different places we've been from.
Yes.
Thank you for being here today.
It's always
a pleasure to come on, Larry.
This is our sixth time on the show
in
9 years or so. So, yeah, thank you for always supporting local artists.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I just can't believe it's been that long. Wow. So what would you like to...
We'll close out with a song called When I'm Gone, which we did on this show maybe the first time we came on, but has been rewritten a bit since then. And I'll just take a moment to note that we write all of our songs together, which we've learned is a little unusual.
One
person will write all, or they'll each write some songs. But in our case, our songs are so co-written that we don't know anymore who gets credit for any given line. And the person singing is not necessarily the person who came up with the idea. It really evolves. But this
are you working independently, or are you always together when you're writing?
When we're starting the process, each of us usually will come to the other with an idea, either a musical riff or a lyric, and then it will go from there.
Congratulations. That can't be easy to do.
Sometimes it's easy. This next song was a good example where the song actually came very easily, but there was one line that just stuck for me. And so I would fight doing the song because I didn't care for this one line. It just made me uncomfortable. And we then, after a few years, rewrote that line, but it still just didn't quite work for me. And then we put the song aside. And just in this past May, when we were coming home from the UK, Gary said, let's fix this song so we can put it back in the repertoire.
Because I like it, and I want to sing it again. So what do we got to do?
And so we changed this one line, and you'll hear it referenced. We say, a song with a crooked refrain. And for those that are not familiar with that term, that's in old-time music, and where you have a song that might be in 4-4, but every once in a while you pick up an extra beat or two, and that's called a crooked meter.
I've never heard that.
Yes, so we incorporated a little crooked meter into our refrain, and it also took care of our lyric issue. So,
while Gary's tuning, I'll say hello to Patty Kelly and to Norm out in Upper St. Clair, also tuning in on Facebook.
Thanks for everybody for coming on, and we want to thank Larry and Ricky and Ben and John. And everyone else on the show who helps put this together every week for, 40 years now?
It's been 40 plus.
Wow.
We're going to have to be a little odd, and we'll celebrate our 41st maybe. We did not have a big 40th. We could have. Don writes, great to hear the SHBs on SLB.
Clever.
I like it. We better get this song on.
I spill the milk, I spill the beans, I've run every stoplight I've ever seen. I play the wrong chords and I sing out of tune, and I tell all the punchlines way too soon. When I'm gone, pour beer on my grave. Sing me a song with a crooked refrain. Drive my old car into the sea. Just don't forget about me.
Singing off key.
Don't forget about me. Well, I drink too much coffee and keep you awake with stories of nonsense adventures I take. I talk to the trees and I sing to the stars and I dance with the chickens out there in the yard. When I'm gone, pour beer on my grave. Sing me a song with a crooked refrain. Drive my old car into the sea. Just don't forget about me.
Talking to trees.
Don't forget about me. Well, give my guitar to the girl down the street, my coat to anyone cold that you meet. When I'm gone, I won't cry anymore about hunger and greed, anger and war. When I'm gone, pour beer on my grave. Sing me a song with a crooked refrain. Drive my old car into the sea. Just don't forget about me.
When you're sipping your tea.
Don't forget about me.
When you smell patchouli.
Don't forget about me.
Don't forget the squirrel hillbillies. Thank you for being
Thank
with
you,
us
Larry.
Today.